compounded peptides at a crossroads. Will regulators finally get out of the way? After years of restriction driven by theoretical risks, momentum is building in Washington to restore access to peptides. Action alert, the top line. Signals from RFK Jr. suggest federal regulators could ease restrictions on injectable peptides that FDA have restricted from compounding pharmacies, which have shown significant therapeutic promise, including lifespan extension. The agency has limited access to many of these peptides based on theoretical risks and limited data, despite a lack of clear evidence of real-world harm. Tight regulation has pushed demand into unregulated online markets. ANH believes that peptides are being steered by the FDA toward patented, pharmaceutical-only pathways at the expense of consumer access. After years of increasing suppression under the FDA, access to peptide bioregulators may finally be opening up. Signals from RFK Jr. suggest that regulators are preparing to ease restrictions on peptides, which have been caught in a regulatory gray zone for years. While details remain vague, even the possibility of opening up access is welcome news given the remarkable healing effects that have been demonstrated. Therapeutic and bioactive peptides, typically delivered by subcutaneous injection, sometimes also as a sublingual tablet or oral capsule, have been shown to have wide-ranging benefits with an excellent safety profile. For example, thymosin alpha-1 has 4 decades of evidence on its effect on enhancing the immune response, including to protect against cancer. BPC-157 reduces inflammation and promotes healing from bone and muscular injuries, and peptide bioregulators have been shown to increase lifespan by as much as 40% in animal studies. And that's just a taste of what these short-chain peptides can do. The problem: restriction without evidence of harm. Late in 2023, the FDA released guidance prohibiting the compounding of a group of peptides, including many comprised of essential and conditionally essential amino acids, like BPC-157, epitalon, LL37, thymosin alpha-1, TA1, kisspeptin-10, and more. The FDA has justified this restrictive stance on peptides by pointing to potential risks, impurities, immunogenicity, or theoretical long-term effects. But as we've repeatedly highlighted, these concerns are largely speculative. In many cases, regulators have failed to produce clear evidence of real-world harm, even going as far as acknowledging the relatively strong safety profiles for certain peptides in clinical use. The agency often points to a lack of data as a reason to ban peptides, but as we've repeatedly said, lack of data is not evidence of a lack of safety. It increasingly became clear to us that the FDA was simply looking for a pretense to ban these medicines and reserve them for big pharma. The inevitable consequence, the rise of the gray market, when regulators restrict access to substances that patients and clinicians believe are beneficial. Those substances don't disappear, they're pushed into the shadows where unscrupulous actors thrive. That's exactly what has happened with peptides. As compounding pharmacies faced mounting restrictions, a sprawling gray market emerged. Products labeled for research use only are widely available online, often of questionable quality and without medical oversight. This was predictable. FDA policy has driven consumers away from licensed compounding pharmacies, with quality controls and good manufacturing practices, to the gray market where anything goes. A familiar pattern, regulatory capture and market control. The peptide debate also fits into a broader and troubling pattern. We believe the FDA's broader objective is to reserve these and other valuable natural peptides for pharmaceutical development while eliminating competition from compounding pharmacies. Peptides are particularly attractive drug candidates. They are the building blocks of proteins, central to countless biological processes, and increasingly important in precision medicine. The global market is projected to grow rapidly, driven in part by the success of GLP-1 drugs. A search of the government's clinical trials database shows dozens of trials looking at how these peptides can address a wide range of conditions. What the FDA wants is for peptides to become patented, monopoly drugs. Big Pharma makes a killing selling them, and the FDA collects its user fees. It's a win-win, except if you're a health consumer. Bottom line, patients deserve better than a system that withholds promising therapies based on uncertainty, only to drive them into unregulated markets. If we are serious about advancing health freedom and innovation, Widening access to peptides responsibly and transparently is a step in the right direction.